Madam Speaker, the first thing I'd like to for us to note is that the bill before us is not virgin territory. There's on the books the Anti-Terrorism Financing and Proliferation Act 2015, which we are seeking, among other things, to replace and repeal. And the provisions really are an update of existing law, a reform of existing law, and for it to fit within certain changes which propelled certain recommendations from the Financial Action Task Force and the Caribbean Financial Action Task Force. And generally speaking, the evolution in this area in United Nations conventions and generally speaking, global action against terrorism and terrorist financing.